Lord God, has made the heaven and the earth by his outstretched hand. Lord God, has made the heaven and the earth by his outstretched hand. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great Almighty God, great in power, mighty indeed. Nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great Almighty God, great in power, mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee.
Father, if your word is true, even you are the truth. You are the faithful God. That is your characteristic. That is who you are. There is no one that can be compared to you. We know that, like, we just know that is your characteristic. Your word says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he a son of man that he should repent. Can he say and shall he not do it? That is the word of the Lord. That is your word. You are just an amazing God. Your word says, call upon me and I will answer you. If we unfaithful humans could have waited on you for the past 20 something days, Lord, is it now? Is it you that won't fulfill that part of answering? He said we should call now, and we have called. As the Spirit has guided us, we have gone through so many topics. We have prayed for so many things, and we know that we have done our part. Is it you that will be not? Is it you, Lord, that won't be able to fulfill your own part? You said call, then I will answer. That is not all you promised us. You said you would do great and mighty things for us that we do not know. Things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither that it has not even appeared into the heart of any man. That has been the things you promised us. And we have claimed all these promises. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. You're in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Oh, standing, I am standing on the promises of God. Are you standing on the promises of God? I am standing on the promises of God. We are standing on the promises of God. And you are not, you cannot lie. You cannot lie. We love the way you father us. And that is why we believe. The more that we can ask or think or even imagine, you have done to us. We thank you because Satan is defeated. Satan is defeated, is defeated, is defeated. Satan is defeated in my life every day. Satan is defeated, is defeated, is defeated. Satan is defeated in my life every day because Jesus is exalted, he's exalted, he's exalted. Jesus is exalted in my life every day. Sisters, be of good cheer because this God, I have tried him many times in this life. Now, I don't know if many of you know anything about me. In fact, even if you know anything about me, that is just a tip of the iceberg. People wonder, why is it that this lady, young as you are crazy about God? Why would I be crazy about God when he's so crazy about me? Where am I going to get solution? Where am I going to get deliverance? Where am I going to be sustained in this evil world, wicked world? If I'm not in Christ, then what does life have to offer? I have given my all to him. I have laid everything on the altar for him. I remember when I was in university, people would look at me and say, Lizzie, just enjoy your life. What's up with you now? But I'm the one that knows exactly how far this man has brought me. I love the man of Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man of Galilee. He says, like, there is no way I wouldn't love this man of Galilee. He did not even only send the Holy Ghost to me. He did not only forgive me of all my sins. He healed me. He gave me gifts. He led me. This man guides me. This man shocks me. He surprises me. He embarrasses me with so many miracles. He exalts and he honors his name in my life. He pours his spirit into everything I do. There are so many advantages in serving this God. There is no way, no turning back for me. No turning back for me. Sisters, have you just decided to love this God because of the things he's going to give to you? Have you decided to just allow him, allow yourself to be involved in the Juicy July just for the things that you are going to get in Juicy July alone? Sisters, let this be a turning point in your life. Let this place be a day that you will never forget. Let this July 2020 be a month that you would never forget in your life. A month where everything has turned around for you, especially spiritually. Sisters, let me tell you something. That book of the Bible, that verse of the Bible, in Matthew chapter 6 verse 3, that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all other things will be added unto you. It is not a fable. It is not a fiction. It is not a gainsay. It is not just a tale, a story. No. That is lie, because the word of God has the breath of fire in it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say at all? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you seek him, he will find you. And then he will not give you things that people will cry. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. He has come with me. The Holy Spirit, I will obey, only for Jesus, day after day. Sisters, let me tell you a story. There was a day something was huge on my heart. I was so sad. Then I went to God. I wasn't even going to God in prayers at that point. But when the Holy Spirit started to tell me about the situation that weighed me down, that took all my tears, that made me so weak, that made me like I had lost all hope. All hope, everything that I ever had was lost. And then I was just seated there, and I was just asking God questions. I said, God, would I ask for this in vain? Would you not answer this prayer? Then a song, the Holy Spirit brought back that song into my heart. And then I started to sing it. As I started to sing it, it was expanded in my spirit. It was burning like wildfire. My strength was renewed. Oh my God. Sisters, the news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. The waited for Jesus, he did not come. They wondered why. Then I started to see myself as Mary and Martha. And I was watching my situation dying. Even when I had already sent for Jesus. Even when I had already told Jesus, my brother must not die. My business must not die. My marriage must not die. My pregnancy must not die. My health must not die. My mom must not die. My dad must not die. BUD must not die. I'm just giving you instances. After I had called on God concerning this brother, anything could be your brother. That's your brother, that Lazarus might be anything in your life. You watched it die. And Jesus did not come. He didn't come. He is well aware of the situation. But do you remember what Jesus told the disciples when they went to tell him that Lazarus was dead? Jesus Christ said that the glory of God will be made, it will be shown forth. He knew how much he loved Lazarus, but he couldn't go at that point because he wanted the glory of God to be shown abroad in the presence of people that hated Lazarus, people that felt that there was no God for Lazarus, people that were mocking Lazarus as a Christian, people that have already said, ah, where is this your God? It wouldn't just be good for Jesus to just walk into the sitting room and heal him. Jesus wanted to embarrass the family of Lazarus with great testimonies that would become the talk of the town. Eventually, do you know what happened, my sister? Jesus went there. The chorus of that song is saying, Lord, for this place, and all hope is gone. Lord, I don't understand why you've waited so long. That is your own complaint. Now, but if way is God's way, not yours or mine, and isn't it great? When it's 4 days late, he's still on time. Isn't it great, sisters? When it's 4 days late, you're still on time. See, let me tell you something. That sickness your family member is having is for the glory of the Lord. That poverty, that illness, that barrenness, because I'm looking at it and I've been getting so many prayer points, I realized that, what? I didn't even know that there are so many of our sisters in the BUD family waiting on the Lord for the fruit of the womb. You know what? Of course, we're going to be having some seminars. I'm very, very angry. concerning that issue. So we are going to be having some seminars that will treat those issues by the special grace of the Lord. There will be bountiful testimonies this month and next month, August, in the name of Jesus, concerning this conception for you, my sister, and for anyone you know. Do you understand? So sisters, this God might look so late, but he's on time. Maybe you say, ah, Father, just in July, I'll pass, oh, my own God. The Lord has done it. Do you understand? The Lord has done it, sister. The Lord has done it. My family, the Lord has done it. There have been so many testimonies. There isn't all the testimonies I will share with the house. There are some that are from personal revelations that God has shown so many people in this group, concerning people of this group. I do not need to share those ones. But I received them, and I preached them in, and of course, all those things are some of the things that the Holy Spirit had already spoken to me about. Sisters, there is a God in this place. There is a name I know. The Jesus name. Oh, Jesus Christ. The Son of God, who died on the cross, who died on the cross. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I don't know what you people are going to be praying about today, but I'm seeing that my voice note is already long. It's getting so long. So, you know what is going to happen? Today is the 11th hour. Today is the 11th hour. All the situations that have already started sinking in your life that you have even buried, bring them all out. Ah, the cross. Ah, the cross be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Ah, sisters, I don't know if you know this song. It shall be your boast. Let me tell you something quickly. There are so many things I want to say, but the Holy Spirit is not allowing me. I'm trying to follow His flow. I'm trying to follow His flow. He judged me, your goose is done. Olubala jagomolu, Oriya yola omako, hallelujah. Sisters, I don't know if you get what is happening, but as I was thinking, what kept coming to my mind is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, the Lord has done it. The song I just sang now is talking about the battle is over. Like, it's a popular hymn. If you that from that tune, you should be able to get the English hymn. I've forgotten what it looks like or what it sounds like in English. Okay, so sisters, the Lord is set for us today. Today we are knocking on heaven's door for the 11th hour intervention. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Baby, follow me, I am walking in dominion, amen. Tia, Baba, me, we are walking in dominion, amen. Tisha, follow me, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion, amen. Walking in dominion, I am walking in dominion. You are walking in dominion. Amen. Walking in dominion. I am walking in dominion. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the marriages. Thank you because none of my beauties this past will miss in a marriage, Lord. Ah. Thank you because the devil is under this woman's feet. They will hear your voice. Every confusion is melted away. Father, thank you. Because wherever their husbands are, they are connected to them. They're shaking in the spirit, the bones to their bones, and the flesh to the flesh right now. And you are supplying life into it. You are making the brother to see the sister. You're making the sister to see the brother. You're making a connection to happen. Thank you, Jesus, because it is wedding galore. It is morning in my heart. Jesus made a promise, goodness all the past. Sons of gladness now I see, for with Jesus is our King. It is morning in my heart. It is morning in this family. Jesus made a gloomy sadness all the past that departed. Songs of gladness. Now we sing from today, songs of gladness. We sing in this family. Sons of gladness, now we sing. For since Jesus is my King. It's been a long time we said it, but I hope you know that our things that, like the sayings of the beauty family, where Jesus is Lord and Satan is the footstool, where Satan is the footstool and Jesus is Lord. I hope you understand. So for since Jesus is the King of this family, it is morning in our life. Do you know what the Lord said about morning in His Word? He said, now weeping may endure for a night, but what comes in the morning? Joy. I have joy. I have joy. I have joy. In the name of Jesus. Jobs and scholarships. Business ideas and customers. This are becoming things that are normal occurrences in our midst from today. In the name of Jesus, we do not want any kind of job, because Babu does not like all the carpama worms and the canker worms and the locusts. They are subjected under the name of Jesus. They kneeling in adoration and total surrenderness to the Lord, and we are consumed by fire. All the years that locusts, the power, the cankerworm, and all these evils have eaten in our lives, that restored. Therefore, good things begin to come into our lives. Songs of gladness now we sing. In August, we are singing songs of gladness, because majority of the answers of the prayers we prayed in July, we are going to see many of them in August, because August is amazing. Sisters, jobs, you get it? Claim it now. Claim it now in the name of Jesus. Open your hands to the Lord and begin to claim all these things. Begin to claim all these things that the Lord is promising you. Great job that will not take the grace of God away from your life. Great jobs that will provide for all your needs. The great job that you need, that will not, all the business ideas, all the side jobs that you need, that will bring the name of the Lord in your life, that will glorify the Lord, will save them now. But we know there is a saying that people will walk like an elephant and eat like an ant. Today I change it around. You will walk like an ant and then you will eat like an elephant. No, in every little of your endeavors, you will receive much in the name of Jesus. This God is a God of miracles. I have never seen him fail before, and it will not start now. It won't. It will never start failing now. Sisters, you receive scholarship abroad, scholarship in Nigeria, petroleum scholarship. Begin to open your eyes to receive these opportunities. Apply for them, sisters, because you get them. In the name of Jesus, those jobs are yours according to the will of God. In the name of Jesus. Business. The capital to start. People that will finance it. The helpers that you need, you receive them now in the name of Jesus. Mommy is waiting on the Lord for the fruit of the womb. The Bible says all will be barren in their own, like none of us will be barren. That's what the Bible says. Like none of his children will be barren, you understand? You have probably been having miscarriages. You have probably been having ovarian cysts. You have probably had some things that has even made them to cut away your fallopian tube. You have probably even had a baby die, maybe a stillbirth or stuff like that. This God that I know. And they say, no shall pass. He's young. Like you won't ruin, you won't miscarry. That's what the Bible says. So now you know what, sisters? You receive your baby. Receive your miracle baby. Your miracle baby. Now in the name of Jesus, me will use to mess up. In the next 9 months, what is 9 months? March 2020. You will be carrying your miracle child. Begin to calculate. Begin to name the child. Begin to prepare. Because sisters, only what is dialogue. Because you know so we at the damilare at the shagun for me every lokumiku motite satanipa at the damilare at the shagun for me every lokumiku motite satanipa. We'll come to that song because that is a victory song. Do you understand? Hold it in your left hand. Don't eat it because I might forget to mention it at the end. Do you understand? But this is a song you should sing into victory. I've been vindicated. That's at the damn Larry. Victory has been won for me. That's at the Shegu for me. The only thing left for me now is testimony. Why? Because Christian is already under my feet. That is the meaning of the song I just sang now. Do you understand? So sisters, maybe you are struggling with so many addictions. You are sick in the heart. You watch pornography anyhow. You talk anyhow. Maybe something you are just addicted to that's taking, tapping away the spiritual strength that God has given unto you. Sisters, you receive your sanity back. God, the Lord is taking you back to the rock that is higher than you. In the name of Jesus. Afisi Jesu Ojiya. Afisa Koba De La Degu. Afisi Koba Shishe Igbalare. Pari Lori Igi Agbelebu Ni Ona Abayo Koni Sifuwa. Afisi Jesu Ojiya. Afisa Koba De La Degu. Afisi Koba Shishe Igbalami. Pari Lori Igi Agbelebu Ni Ona Abayo Koni Sifuwa. You know what that song is saying? Except Jesus did not suffer. If Jesus has suffered, why must I suffer? No more suffering, no more poverty, no more begging, no more eating from hand to mouth. No more people mocking and laughing at me because of the shame in my life and my family and my spirit. Except that one is saying, except Jesus Christ was not warned, except the crown of thorns was not placed on his head that made him to bleed. Why would Jesus Christ bleed? And then I'll bleed. No way. Why would Jesus Christ be pierced? And then I'll be pierced. No way. No one that the Bible says. Blotting of the handwriting of the ordinances that are written against us which were contrary to us. He took them out of the way and he made them to the cross and have his purged principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in his church. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15 for this verse. Sister, Afisi Jesu Ojiya, Afisa Obade Ladiegu, Afisi Kobashishe Igbalami Pari, except he did not complete the work of my salvation on the cross of Calvary. Ni ono abayo ni si fun mi. That is when, if all the things are stated, except Jesus did not suffer, except he did not wear the crown of thorns, thorny crowns, except he did not finish and complete the work of redemption and salvation for me on the cross of Calvary, except all these things, that is when I know there will be no way out for me. That is when I know that there will be no victory for me. That is when I know that there will be no way out of this wilderness. That is when I know that there will be no water in this desert. But before, sisters, he suffered, he bled, he died, he completed the work of redemption on the cross. Therefore, there is a way for me. There is a way for me, say it. Therefore, there is a way for me. Thank you, Jesus. Oluwa ti shohun la. Dani kankan ko le se. Oluwa ti shohun la. Dani kankan ko le se. Deniyan ni ko se se. Ta lo dabi Olorun mi. Deniyan ni ko se se. Ta lo dabi eleda mi. Ah, Baba ti se o nitori na mo wa yo. Hey, Baba ti se o e se o Baba rere. You know what that's going to say. No one, like, things that no one can do for us, he has done for us. For men it is impossible. There is no one that can be compared to this God. Because God has done it, I have come to praise him. That is just what the song is saying about. It's talking about rather. Sisters, your spiritual life is in your hand. This one does not need deliverance. See thou a man diligent in his ways, in his business. He shall stand before king and not mean men. Do you know what that song, that verse means? He's not saying that you will get scholarship alone.
or that you will get work in a place that they will pay you 6 figures or even 7 figures. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the fact that when you are diligent in any of your endeavors, there will be bountiful reward. Once you are diligent in your spiritual life, sisters, you will stand before King, who is the King of all spirituality, God. You won't operate in the level of human beings. You'll be operating in the heavenly. Sisters, do you understand what the Word of God is saying? Stop misinterpreting that verse. That business is not only about business and education. It is talking about all ramifications of your life, including your spiritual life. It is garbage in, garbage out. If you seek the Lord, you will find Him. Do you understand? If you turn to the Lord, He will turn to you. Then it is in your hands. Nobody can do any miracle for you. You have to continually go to Him every day. Make it a constant thing. Morning or night, make it a constant thing. Choose a particular time in your day and be consistent with one thing the devil hates is consistency. The devil does not fear all these things you are talking about now. Because he knows that as it is entering some people's ears, it is coming out of the other ear. And that is all. They will remember this forever. Sisters, are you getting what I'm trying to say? But you have to make a what's that English? This is something you will intentionally do. To seek Him every day. Morning, night. Morning, night. See, sisters, give it 15 minutes, you can make it. What is hard in 15 minutes? In the morning, let's say 6:15 to 6:30. If you are going to work, wake up earlier. 15 minutes. And you can't continue to do that when you want to sleep. Yeah, about sleeping at night. Another 15 minutes. That's 30 minutes. You serve God. Congratulations to you. That's beautiful. You will grow. You will grow very soon. You 3 hours, you are still talking to the Lord in the morning. 3 hours, you are still talking to the Lord at night. Do you understand, sisters? If you want to grow, you will grow by yourself. It's not like you're going to be praying to God. You are sick, you lack deficiency, you go to a mountain and be saying, Lord, help me to be fast, help me to be healthy. You are the one that will take up this nutrient for yourself. Sisters, the ball is in your court. Play well. But you know what? That 11th hour miracle will not elude you. Will not elude me. But you know what? Never you forget that those miracles that you're going to be getting in the next few days are from juicy July. Because even when you don't see it is working, even when you can't feel it is working, he never stopped working. That is one thing you should keep in mind, sister. And the Lord will bless you. I said I would sing a song. Thank God I remember. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ati damilare, ati shegun fumi, eri no kumiku, moti te sapa nipa. Ati damilare, ati shegun fumi, eri no kumiku, moti te sapa nipa. Ati damilare, ati shegun fumi. Eri lo ku mi ku mo ti te tata nipa. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. There will be no more war. It is finished. The end of the conflict. It is finished. And Jesus is Lord. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. There'll be no more war. It is finished. The end of the conflict. It is finished. And Jesus is Lord. So while you are praying that God help me to grow, feed yourself. It is not prayer that will make you, like it is not you saying, complaining, God help me grow. That's not what will make you grow. You consistently feed yourself. fast, pray, study the word of God. Get sermons, get sermons that will make you grow. Begin to listen to them and you will grow. And your life will never remain the same again. I'm losing my voice already. Don't make me speak bad English. I'm losing my voice already. So everyone, have a wonderful, amazing August ahead. I love you so much and I'm always praying for you. Thank you.